Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Bridget Gower, Acting Director of NITAC. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Tom Bertke. So, Bridget, what's next for NITAC? President Trump indicated that shared services should be part of cybersecurity plans moving forward in his latest executive order. Does NITAC have a plan for cloud?
We're working on it. It's a hard problem. You know, if it was easy, everybody would have the solution. But we definitely want to tackle it. We're hoping to be working with Mary Davey and the category management team to see how we can play in that environment and how we can help. I've tried to be kind of like the rogue contracting officer, but the person that is using her experience with the FAR to figure out how we can remove those administrative burdens. For example, as you grow, cloud continues to decrease in cost or price. So how can we make sure that our federal customers are getting that decrease or that the benefits of that? And, you know, looking at that from a federal procurement standpoint, I think we're trying to get there. And, you know, we're gonna see how we can help.
You partially answered my next question, but will working with service-based technology such as cloud that's typically price volatile change the way procurement officers structure and think about the way they do business?
Yes. It's a complex problem. How do you change, as I mentioned, how do you change the way you think about price reasonableness? Mm-hmm. You know, I go back to 1996 and 1997. I worked for a very savvy contracting officer early in my contracting career, and she said, you know, we should be able to get voluntary discounts from our contract holders. But we don't want to delay making the contract award because we know what the price is going to be today. But we need to set a mechanism where we can get voluntary discounts from the contractor throughout the process and it not be burdensome where we have to do 1,000 mods to get there. I think that's something that we really, as NITAC and other category management partners can look at and see how we can use the flexibilities in our vehicles to do that.
So, Bridget, I talked to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you folks at NITAC using partnerships and collaboration to improve operations, achieve program outcomes, and mission execution?
So just using the cloud as an example, you know, we've reached out to our contract holders. You know, our contract holders are leaders in industry. So I know I've spoke with lots of our contract holders. I know we've spoken about how should we do this? You know, what would be, you know, as an expert in this area, what would be your thoughts on how we should put a strategic sourcing vehicle together for cloud? We've also reached out to other industry partners, CIOs. I'm working with NCMA and other contracting organizations to see how we can be of the best value to federal partners and federal agencies. As I mentioned, I don't have all the answers. If you go back to, I always remember Leslie Field speaking at, you know, one of the category management conferences. And she said, you know, we put out those MythBusters, you know, about talking to industry, about market research and really what market research is. And I think people have forgotten or need to be reminded of, you know, how valuable it is to reach out to your partners, like your contract holders and industry, to help solve some of those hard problems.
So, Bridget, as you reflect on your career in public service, what advice would you give someone who may be thinking about a career in public service?
I don't know if there's anywhere that you can get so many opportunities in one place. I've been in the federal government in June. It will be 30 years. And I've had several different careers within that 30 years. I've worked in recreation, which, You know, it was very fun. But I've supported the mission of several different agencies, and they've had significant missions. You know, I've worked with the Army. I've worked with the Department of Homeland Security with a couple of their different components. I've worked with the FCC, where I've had opportunities to work with dynamic people. And like Steve Amrocol, I worked for Steve Amrocol at FCC, and it's very nice to see someone from industry come out and you see a different perspective. And I don't know that there's another organization out there or a business that you could have all those different opportunities. I think the federal government, there's, you know, the things that I would probably tell someone that's coming in, don't worry as much about the grades as the experience that you're getting. I know there were times in my career where I could have gone for the promotions, mm-hmm. but thinking back and saying, should I go to the War College or should I get it promoted? I was very happy that I took that time to go to the War College over a quick promotion. Mm-hmm. So I would also tell people, kind of plan out what you want to do and what stepping stones you want to get into the positions that you want to be. You know, experience is a big thing. I've done a lot of jobs at a very low grade that are the same as other jobs that are at a very high grade. So don't think that just because it's looking at the grade levels, it's not an important job. Every job is important.
Mm-hmm. It's a great way to end it. So thank you for coming in today. But more importantly, Tom and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Why, thank you. I'm so happy to have been a federal employee for almost 30 years. I hope that contracting officers will be at NCMA because I'm going to give speak on fair opportunity and dab a little bit on our contracts.
When is that?
That is in July. It starts July 23rd. It's in Chicago this year, so it should be a great event.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Bridget Gower, Acting Director of NITAC. My co-host from IBM has been Tom Bertke. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.